Africa Global Radio, our story, our growth, our future.
COVID-19 Diaries.
Hello, my name is Na. I'm in Ghana and a proud Ghanaian. I'm into nursing. Being a nurse, you can't stay at home. All that you have to do is to just advise people to stay at home. When I get to work, sometimes I feel sad looking at people getting affected and infected by this virus. It's so sad. If you look at the way they feel, you put yourself in their shoes and you get sad. But there's one thing that rings a bell in my mind. That thing keeps telling me I have a lot to do. I just have to put myself in the patient's shoes and take the patient as my own. The little I can do to support the patient, I do it. And I do it diligently, which I'm proud of. Secondly, I try my best to protect myself whenever I'm going near any patient at all. With this, I'm coping very well. When I meet people outside who have not protected themselves, or my fellow colleagues who have not protected themselves, I advise them to do so, because I don't think they would like to get infected by this virus. The government is doing so well. He has given us free water. He has slashed the electricity, the bill to 50%. He has closed down schools. Kids are at home. Most parents are at home. Others are working from home. We, the health workers, the military, the policemen, and certain selected few people, the frontliners, the journalists, and few people are going to work. Even though we are many, the government can't feed everybody. Please, if you get anything, just appreciate it. Because what you are not appreciating, someone somewhere needs it so badly. Just appreciate the little the government is doing. And I think that would help him do more. And one thing I've noticed is that we Ghanaians, we don't normally adhere to rules and regulations that we have been given. I would like to entreat everyone. We, the health workers, have decided not to stay home. So please, stay at home. If you don't have anything serious doing in town, kindly stay at home. When you stop moving, this virus will stop moving. Our military men and the police, immigration, customs are doing so well. But it looks like we are making their work so difficult. Please, stay at home. Because if you are at home, I don't think anything will affect you for you to come to the hospital. As I'm talking to you right now, I'm in the hospital. If not because of something, I wouldn't be here. I'm here to help. So please, help us. We beg you. Now, the emergency numbers that they've given, if you are showing signs of COVID, like you have headache, maybe you see that you notice that your temperature is going higher and you are able to check it and it is above 38, please call the numbers that is being circulated around or go to the nearest hospital. If you are coughing and you see that this kind of cough is abnormal, you have pain in the throat, please report to the nearest hospital and get tested for COVID. This disease, this virus is a deadly one. If you joke around it, you will regret it. We need you alive. You also need us, the health workers, alive. Please, we beg you, just stay at home. But if you don't adhere to the rules and regulations of the nation, I don't think you have the chance to speak about this matter. Or maybe you will leave to see what you want to see. And please, don't be allowing visitors into your house, because people who are affected, most of them don't want to stay at home. Others are not reporting to the hospital. They are just getting other people infected. Let there be distance between you and whoever is talking to you. Avoid handshaking. Avoid touching your eyes, mouth, nose, and ears. Please wash your hands with soap and water, and wash it under running water. Wash it very, very, very well. If you are around somewhere that you not get water, kindly use a sanitizer. When you use it the first time, the second time, please, the third time, try and get water and soap and wash your hands. I advise you use a cake soap, maybe Key Soap, Guardian, Sunlight, and all that. For most of the liquid soaps, I can't assure you of its potency. So please, eat well, rest, and drink more water. If you are home, mom is at home, dad is at home, sisters are at home, everybody is at home, this virus will go. We, the health workers, we, the military, we, the police, we, the customs, we, the immigration, we beg you, we stand with the president. We want you to stay at home. Kindly stay at home. I beg you, stay at home. God bless you for staying at home. Thank you.
COVID-19 Diaries.
Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.